Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright and sunny morning across Israel today. Temperatures are pleasant in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, with clear skies expected throughout the day. In Haifa, a light breeze is keeping things cool. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports Iranian cyber attacks on Israel have surged since the war, targeting critical infrastructure and various organizations. This was reported earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel states that IDF troops in southern Syria came under fire earlier today and retaliated with a helicopter strike. No injuries were reported. Also this hour, Ynet reports that the IDF has destroyed Hezbollah's drone fortress in Lebanon. This powerful blast was heard across northern Israel earlier today. Separately, the Australian Jewish News discusses a framework deal between Israel and Lebanon. This trilateral agreement aims to secure sovereignty and foster peaceful relations. And finally, Axios provides a behind-the-scenes look of how a shared fear of Iran led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. This insight comes from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that Iran and Oman held their first joint committee meeting on the Strait of Hormuz. They exchanged views on future management of the strait. Palestinian Media Watch expressed skepticism, posting just minutes ago that the Palestinian Authority remains furious at Iran for not acting against Israel. I24NEWS English noted earlier today that Hezbollah-allied Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri criticized the Israel-Lebanon agreement, calling it worse than the 1983 agreement. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the surge in Iranian cyber attacks, the Jerusalem Post reports that these attacks have intensified, targeting Israel's infrastructure 10 times and businesses. This is a significant escalation, as the cyber chief highlighted the growing threat landscape. The implications for national security are profound, raising concerns about potential impacts on daily life and services. Turning to the situation in southern Syria, according to the Times of Israel, IDF forces returned fire with a helicopter strike earlier today after being shot at. This incident follows the killing of two gunmen in the Israeli-held buffer zone. The situation underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and the precarious nature of border security. Meanwhile, Ynet reports on the destruction of a significant Hezbollah tunnel network in Lebanon, known as the Drone Fortress. The IDF's operation earlier today targeted facilities used for launching attacks into Israel. This action highlights ongoing tensions and Israel's proactive defense strategy against threats from Lebanon. In diplomatic developments, the Australian Jewish News details a framework deal aimed at improving relations between Israel and Lebanon. This US-mediated agreement seeks to stabilize the region amid shared threats. The deal could pave the way for more peaceful interactions and mutual understanding. Finally, Axios offers a deeper look at the Israel-Lebanon deal, emphasizing the role of a shared concern over Iran. Intense negotiations took place over 4 days, showcasing the complexities of regional diplomacy. The outcome could shift regional alliances and impact broader geopolitical dynamics. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Cyberbit is shutting down its Israeli operations and laying off its local workforce. The cybersecurity training company is a former Elbit spin-off. Separately, Walla Business questions the longevity of the Air Force's Boeing 707s. Despite new orders for refueling aircraft, the aging fleet continues to serve essential roles. And finally, Israel Hayom Business shares good news for Idan Ofer as ICL signs a significant contract to sell potash to India. This deal involves 375,000 tons of potash, reflecting robust trade relations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 11 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.